This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh! Oh! I'm sorry, that was last week. Last week was the Rusical, but this week is Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available for you in the metaverse. I am so gagged to be here with you today. I'm Mono Agapian. I've been screaming about Drag Race for a long time. It's my duty. It's my honor. It's my lot in life. And I am here today with a good old-fashioned Judy. A gal who we've been friends for just a second now. We saw Aqua together. Now she's busy storming the world. It's the one and only comedianess, Tim Murray.
Hi, my sister.
That is my sister
there. That's my sister. I thought you were going to say a good old-fashioned faggot. So I love that you said a good old-fashioned Judy.
You are a faggot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Remember when we saw Aqua together? Wasn't that silly?
That was one of the most fun nights of my whole life. Hate to say it.
We had a blast. We had a really fucking nice time. I did too. I really loved Aqua. Fans are also like, you want to talk about kind, goofy, dorky fans. That's what I loved about them.
It was so fun. And do you remember when Aqua cried?
Yeah, Aqua cried. It's also like Aqua's first time in America or like this Los Angeles, maybe? Maybe it was Los Angeles.
I don't know if it was their first time in America, but I think they were saying it was the first time playing LA.
Maybe that was it. Because I was like, right, America feels crazy.
They've been to the Statue of Liberty. They've gone to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. They've done America. They just hadn't Yeah, they were like, this is our first time playing in LA and we didn't know if anyone here would care. And you do. It was so sweet.
It was fucking AquaSuite, everybody. Go support them. Go support them.
Aqua, my favorite drag queens.
Tim, what the fuck? You're here. Let's talk. First of all, let's talk. Okay, where do we start? Tell me about what the fuck you're doing. Because when we hung out in that time, which was only like a couple months ago, you were not storming the world with stand-up and stage shows. And now you're doing everything. Can you explain to me what's been happening the past couple months and plug your shows?
Thank you so much, Mama. She's out here. I mean, we went to Aqua together with Betsy and we had so much fun. And then literally, I think like 2 days later, I flew to Edinburgh, Scotland and did-
And at that point you were like, okay, my life is about to become kind of crazy right now.
Yeah, that was really the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what happened. I like packed up my stuff from LA. I haven't been back to LA since then. That was July, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went to Edinburgh and I did my witches show, which is honestly a drag comedy show. Mm-hmm. I dress in like full Wicked Witch of the West drag and do a full hour of stand-up and musical comedy and a little bit of improv about why queer people love witches.
Did I just see you improvise a song online?
You sure did. You sure did.
What the fuck?
In Witches, I improvise a song about a witch. I like ask the audience for like if they have any like witch stories. Uh-huh. And then in my regular stand-up show, I improvise a song just based on lately what I've been doing is asking the gay people in the audience if they had like a pop culture icon they used to pretend was that they were attracted to pass as straight as kids.
And oh, yes.
So fun hearing people's answers. Do you have one?
Yes.
Who?
Kathy Ireland.
I thought you were going to say Kathy Bates and I almost fell out of my fucking chair. Wait, who is Kathy Ireland?
Google Kathy Ireland. Kathy Ireland is just a model. And here's the key. A friend of mine bought me, for my birthday 1 year, bought me two posters. Bought me a Spider-Man poster and a Kathy Ireland poster. And this Kathy Ireland poster, which you can easily find, it's like a horizontal poster. She's wearing an America bikini. She's looking very beautiful. But it bought me so many years in the closet. Like, it bought me an extra 7 years.
I just tried to pull up Kathy Ireland and this photo of her, it's a YouTube video, but it's a photo of her in a bathing suit playing baseball.
For the pod, I think I'm tempted to just only make the promo picture just Kathy Ireland in the America swimsuit and never show your face in any of these promotional materials. It's this one.
Use Kathy Ireland.
I'm going to share my screen just so you can see it. And anyways, it's really this one.
Oh my God. Honestly?
Right?
Honestly, hot.
Smoking. Beautiful.
She's stunning. She lives beautiful. In Glendale. I just looked it up.
Why does the internet know that? I got it.
So that's what I was doing. And now I've just been like touring my stand up around with our good Judy Michael Henry. And yeah, we're popping all over.
Don't speak for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. A person you feel neutral.
Your friend.
My friend. Honey, that's my friend. That's your friend, honey. You get her together. I don't claim her.
I'm feeling some kind of way. It's probably because I'm watching Traitors right now. Are you watching Traitors season 2?
Bitch, change this podcast name from Drag Her to the Phaedra Podcast.
I know.
I am obsessed.
She's so good. She's so good.
The Bachelor, and I do not have to kiss your ass for a rose.
Woo! She's so good at deflecting with heat and venom.
Didn't someone do Phaedra for Snatch Game one time? Like a long time
ago?
They
did. Kennedy did it. Kennedy, I think on All Stars 3, and it was no good.
It was no good.
It was no good, which is a shame, which is so funny because she's capable of being so funny. So let's get into this season and then we'll talk about the Snatch Game. Boohoo, cry. What a disaster. At least that's how I feel.
That's how I feel as well.
Because remember when you had to be good to win at Snatch Game? Now you can say one funny thing and win Snatch Game, at least in this season.
This was a particularly rough one. Yeah.
This was tough.
There was no, other than Safira, there was no good physical comedy. Safira gave us like a little bit of like, I can just think about like Jimbo dancing around or like Gigi Good picking up those cards. Like I wanted everyone to be giving more character. I have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say. Great. So let's get to it. Let's talk about this season as a whole, because I'm going to say something dramatic right now for attention, but also because I believe it. I have turned my back on this season. This episode was too much. This for me was the death knell on this season. Of course, I'm going to keep watching and corresponding. I wish you could see the jaw drop that Tim just gave me.
I'm really surprised. Alan Cumming asked you if you wanted to stay a faithful or be a traitor, and you said, "I turn my back. I'm going to be a traitor."
I'm kind of chaos, though. I'm the Kate of this moment. I'm chaos. Who knows if I'm good or bad? Because I'm like, do you guys eat the eggs? I don't know what's going on. I'm bored. Who's that? Hi, look at my hair.
If you're the Kate, I'm the Parvati, which means I'm a true genius and a gay icon.
Yes, and incapable of delivering human emotion.
Incapable. Possibly a sociopath, but that's why we love her.
This is my Parvati face. Now, this is an audio medium.
Pursing the lips. He suddenly, out of nowhere, a headband appeared on his head.
I love when she was like, "I'm cold." They were like, "Bitch, you're an ice cube." And she was like, "I am." They're like, "Yes, bitch.
That's my ice princess. That's my ice queen.
I love her, but they store Dippin' Dots in her asshole to keep them nice and cold, because she is wild that she was like, "I'm cold." They're like, "Yes, you're cold.
And num, 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 my dairy allergy is over, because I'll eat those Dippin' Dots right out of Parvati's butthole."
There were some key moments where they could have kept the, we could have had, okay, let's talk about traitors later. This season, do you think this is a good, let's use a big sweeping terms. Is this a good season or bad season of Drag Race?
I think it's really good.
Really? Oh, work.
Really good. I think it's one of the best. And I came into it.
Let's disagree.
I came into it thinking, no, we're not going to do this. I even did like a parody of it after the first episode. It was like Gen Z Drag Race, where I was like kind of poking fun at the idea that, like, I was like, oh my God, none of these girls are dropped in, and they're all kind of, I don't know, just I hate when they just quote like seasons from before.
Totally.
And then I felt like they really all kind of dropped in, and now we're getting like really fun personalities. I always say, I've said this on this podcast before, that what determines a good season is the filler queens, because you're always going to have a good top four. You're always going to have like people who aren't great going home early.
Sure.
But the girls in the middle, if they're good TV, you have a great season. And honestly, I've been sad for girls to leave since like the second episode. Every time a girl goes, I'm like, that girl was fun.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be honest and say, like, I just felt not the same at all. I don't know why. Like, I just have not felt the same, and I can't put my finger on why. Maybe I have dirt in my cunt and I'm just crabby, but like,
old dirt cunt over there. That's what they call you on the streets.
I felt like I've been watching this whole season waiting for the finale, which is for me one of those seasons where I'm like, I'm just waiting for the finale because it's clear who's dying. Like, except for Maya Iman LePage, who continues to be the mystery of the season.
Okay. I think we're having really opposite experiences.
I love it. Let's keep living our truth and like, let's just keep hitting me in the face with facts. Cause I don't want you to tame down your opinion. I don't want to tame down my opinion.
Fierce.
Let's have it. So we're back in. Maya just sent home Megami with that lip sync. Did you think Maya won that lip sync to Flowers? Because yes. I thought Megami won it.
I'm sorry. You thought, okay, hold on. Are you crack cocaine?
I guess I do meth now.
Bitch, you thought Megami won any lip sync? No offense.
Whoa! Be careful. She's your New York sister. Be careful.
Oh, that's my sister. I mean, that's my sister. But
I don't know. I just was like, Maya was cuckoo, crazy, messy all over the stage. I felt.
Yeah, but it was way more entertaining. It was at the end of the day, like, no, you're not supposed to take off your shoes. No, you're not. Like, you are supposed to do the emotion of the song or whatever, like play the song as is. But the number one rule in show business is don't be boring. And Maya was so fun. And I'm sorry, Megami, I know you're my New York sister, but it wasn't as good.
I'm here for the take. I'm never going to fight you on a take, except I'm going to fight you on this take. No, fight but like, that is fine, because I felt like the fans have been very split on this judgment. I've had some listeners reach out to me and say, yes, you're right. And some be like, girl, no, Maya is a better performer at the end of the day.
Yeah. And she did a penguin slide. That's something 16 years in, something we've never seen.
I was going to say, it was giving me Super Mario Brothers wonder. It was giving me sliding ice penguins. And for some reason, I didn't leave gagging from that moment. I left going, what?
Oh, you hated it? I'm not fully gagged from Maya, to be honest, but that moment I did love. And I feel like sometimes the show is annoying compared to other reality TV shows because the producers step in so hard. Mm-hmm. But in situations like this, I'm like, this is the right choice for the show, whether she won the lip sync or not. We want to continue on with Maya. We've seen all we need to see from Megami.
I agree. And I mean, in this episode, which I genuinely thought Maya was just going to drown in this episode, I was wrong. But let's get to it. We're in the mini challenge. We're reading each other. I actually thought this reading challenge was kind of good. There were good jokes here.
We are truly, listeners, Mono and I are actually really good friends, but this is so crazy. We are having complete opposite opinions about this episode, I think, in particular. I thought this was trash garbage, Mama. Should be ashamed of themselves. I have some notes. I have some theories. I thought there was a lot of recycling of jokes we've heard either on this show or just in general before.
Don't you dare change your opinion for me ever.
I have fertilizer in my pussy because I think I've been doing a lot of stand up lately. I've been watching a lot of stand up. So I'm like, these setup punches, they were just,
they're bad. But by this standard, I was like, okay, that's an actual joke. Dawn to dusk. Actual joke. You know what I mean?
That was good. There were a couple really good ones in there for sure. But I feel like normally the queens are so good at reading. Like you just got to read someone for filth. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, if I never hear the joke again of, oh, you're in an open relationship and then looked across the room and saw you and were like, now you're monogamous. I was like, girl, tired, boring, played out. We've heard it.
We've also heard all like the STD tests of like all the COVID and STD test jokes.
I was just going to say that. Okay. One thing we agree on.
I guess I was surprised that they just delivered at least a compelling, confident jokes at all. But I'm happy to hear this opinion. I guess watching this, I was like, okay, like they at least know how to be punchy, quick, to the point. But then when it came to Snatch Game, they did not.
I know. I've been loving this season. The fashion has been so fun. The girls have been turning it way more than I thought. But then
it's
this
giving
was
fashion
episode.
Season. It's giving season seven. It's giving we're here for the looks.
Yeah.
Because no one is that. No one is funny. There's not. Okay. Okay, and people are gonna fight me on this, but like I've said this before, no one has like a strong comedic point of view. They just like, some people have a comedy side hustle. Like, okay.
I agree. That's so true. I agree 100%. Nobody has a strong comedic POV. Yeah, that's exactly the problem.
So Chad Michaels is poking around the workroom. It's also very funny for Chad to be the one giving opinions because I love Chad, but it is funny for to be like, you're getting tips from Chad Michaels on how to do a better Snatch Game. I said, are you sure? Are you sure?
You're not down with Chad Michael Murray?
I love Chad Michaels with all of my heart.
If Chad Michaels and I got married, he'd be Chad Michael Murray. As my parents.
You would be Chad Michaels Murray?
Chad Michaels Murray.
You have to leave your partner just for that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like, Chad Michaels gives, like, one of the most iconic impressions, impersonations.
Sure.
But that's, like, what Chad does. So I don't know that they're really, like, the most helpful person for, like, a Snatch Game. Honestly, bring Kennedy in here.
Truly.
Like, other than that Phaedra bomb.
Other than like, the Phaedra.
You bring her in because she'll be like, I bombed once and I slayed once.
And The Bitchler. Her performance in The Bitchler, which is one of the funniest, craziest things I've ever seen on TV.
Well, her and Milk. Milk was amazing in that challenge.
Oh, Milk was perfect. I can't.
Yeah, her Bitchler was sick. That was so funny.
That was so funny. The way she kept interrupting everyone. Milk is so funny.
But also but Kennedy was so good in that challenge, and I think it applies to the Snatch Game, is like sometimes comedy is truly just about having fun. Like Rue said about Maya in this episode, like, did she have a strong game? No. Did she have a strong comedic point of view? Not really. But she was just having a good time.
You know what else I think? She has rhythm. It sounds corny, but like Maya Monlepage is such a rhythmically talented human being that I honestly think she was able to click into the rhythm of comedy.
100%. Because sometimes comedy is math in that way.
Yeah.
And like the comedy math was mathing. Like she just figured out how to do the cadence that would be funny.
Short, punchy, quick. And sometimes less is more. Like she had a lot of times where she was just like, ass, less is more. Ass is a funny answer almost every time.
Slay.
So let's see, they're poking around. Anything to say while we're poking around the workroom? Obviously, Maya changes her choice. Obviously, Plain Jane's going to educate us on a Slavic pop star.
Yeah, not really much to say about this. Kind of classic workroom from Rue where it gives like no actual helpful advice. It's just like, be funny.
That part. We are starting to get the Safira kiss ass edit in this episode. The, I know you like James Brown. I know you love drag you. This is going to be a through line in this episode. And I wonder if it hurt her.
With Rue?
With Rue. I don't know. I don't know why.
No, I think Rue appreciates a little bit of kiss ass. Like, it's like references or stuff that Rue loves. I think the James Brown of it all she loved. And in Safira's defense, I feel like she handled it in a very classy way where she was basically like, I know I'm kissing your ass right now. And I know you know that I'm kissing your ass.
See, this is why I love Safira so much. I feel like she's too calm and they're trying to punish her for her calmness or something.
Right. She's so dropped in.
She's had so many close calls. But we're going to talk about that because we need to just get into this Snatch game. But first, silence, Tim Michaels Murray. I feel like taking a break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're back in. Let's just fucking get into this Snatch game. Q is Amelia Earhart. ideas, thoughts, diagnoses.
I loved this idea. I think great it's idea. So smart.
Great idea.
Good idea.
She got away with just saying being likable, which is so what's so interesting to me. It's like, oh yeah, you can just be kind of likable on Snatch Game and be fine when the Snatch Game is this bad.
Correct. Correct.
Just kind of like, I mean, again, here's my question though. Did she have more death jokes that got cut? Did she have more lost jokes that got cut?
Right.
Because am I stupid or wouldn't it be funny if Amelia Earhart gets lost like while sitting on the panel? She gets lost under the desk or something.
Oh my God, that is such a good note. That would be so good.
Right? I'm not saying like, say I'm dead and I blew up, but at least have fun, more fun with the lost of it all.
Yeah, if she just has like twigs in her hair and she's just like, oh, you would never believe where I just
came from.
You would
believe where I have been. I tried to use the bathroom and I got lost. It was cute, but it wasn't punchy.
No, it wasn't great, to be honest.
No. I mean...
And there's so much you could play with there. Like, you could really use your imagination with Amelia Earhart. Like,
right. Not a lot of people know this, but I wasn't lost. Oh, you weren't. I was in PV. You know what I mean? Like, give me any gay joke and RuPaul will go, ha, 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 la, la, la.
Yeah. Also, Ru, like, loves puns. So just, like, pun it up. Like, oh, that Ru, that one flew right over my head, honey. You know,
oh,
like,
my
whatever.
God. How funny too to have a joke like that locked in when you fuck up, you know?
Yes. You know what I would have done if I were Amelia Earhart? I would have just acted the whole time like I was a pilot for Spirit Airlines. You know what I mean?
Very
like just
funny.
Like, just make like a bunch of references to that of like
very funny.
You know, they took me back, and now if you want to check your bag, it's gonna be $800. Like whatever.
Right. Right. Or even like yeah, I love that. Even like just being a little bitter at how easy it is to fly these days. You know what I mean? It's like, well, it didn't used to be this easy.
Right. In my day, you had to put the coal in the fucking thing and spin the propeller yourself over and over and over again. But now anyone can just fly first class.
Agreed.
Also, it would have been funny to give her like a really stupid voice.
Yes.
For no reason. Like, we don't know what Amelia Earhart sounds like. So, like, what if she just made her sound like Marilyn Monroe for no reason? Like, just like, and then we would have to ask, like, what are you doing?
I also live for the transatlantic. I mean, right? Wouldn't she be a transatlantic bitch being like, I hardly know what you're talking of? Like,
yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Give very Cate Blanchett and the Aviator.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And that accent's always fun.
It's always fun. Let's talk about Tsunami Snooze as the Gold Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Hot off the win of reading. She won the reading challenge, and now she's reading herself down to filth. There was no character.
This was not good. This was not for me, honey. giving me a toothache. She was just really nervous. You could just really tell. I mean, she's like stuttering over everything. She could not get it together.
She couldn't get in the moment. And her answers were complicated, which is like, so it's just like, just you love gold. I think it's like, just be more pimp-like, right? That's one option. Because I was assuming Gold Tooth Fairy that we're like going for just like, you know, a gold-loving pimp type character or an actual gold digger, right?
Right. What? Or make it less complicated for yourself and just be the Tooth Fairy. Like there's kind of too many things happening here. Like you're already the Tooth Fairy in a strange situation. You're on the Snatch Game. Like there's so much to play with there. But she was like trying to come up with like so many like gold digger references, but then it's like, but then you also have to factor in the Tooth Fairy element part of it. There was like too much happening, I think.
And she likes bones. There's just such simple setups. Why are you different from regular Tooth Fairy? I like bones. I'm a hustler. I'm cheap. I'm a hustler. I'm a gold digger. And I dig around for bones. It's like, what? Which one is it?
Yeah, it was not clear. And honestly, like, again, like, just do some, like, dumb physical shit. Like, why doesn't she just have, like, a bag of teeth? Like,
also, why the fuck didn't she do Candy Muse?
Like, right.
How funny would her to be like, it's me, Candy Muse. Like, and really just like do it like Cookie Monster. Just be like, I'm Candy Muse. Me want cookies. Bah, 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 bah.
See, that's good rapping. Candy Muse as Cookie Monster. There you go.
Easy.
Tooth Fairy as Gold Digger. I don't know.
No, ma'am. Okay. Can you help me diagnose the Jane Goodall, Nymphia Wind, the icon of the season? How do we diagnose this?
I am so obsessed with this queen. This was really hard to watch. Mm-hmm. This was tough.
Awful.
Honestly, I don't know. I did live for earlier in the episode when they're like, is Jane Goodall funny? And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. I was like, you knew you were going to bomb. Like, I don't know how you make Jane Goodall funny, to be honest.
I am with you. It was a terrible choice. She's serious. She's
serious
noble.
Is hard. Quiet is hard. Soft-spoken is hard. Those are all hard elements to comedy's fast and funny. Like, and loud.
Yeah. The only option I would, if you're going to do Jane Goodall, tell us the truth behind her life, right? People think I'm this, but I'm actually this. A drunk, a pill popper.
Right. Make her a slut or something. Like,
which works with Rue, especially. Rue loves when a
classic neutral character is slutty all of a sudden.
I'm not here to stand Blue Hydrangea because how crazy.
I was just going to say Blue Hydrangea.
How crazy would that be? But it was a very smart choice she made. When did she do Theresa
she
May
did.
As a slut or some other old? No, she did Mary Berry as a slut.
Mary Berry as a slut. Yeah. Simple game. Very clear.
Easy.
Yeah.
And I loved when Rue was so frustrated with her where she was like, bananas. And they're like, why? Because I hang out with chimpanzees and they like bananas. And she's like, really, bitch? You wrote down bananas? Like, after 8 weeks of hearing you talk about bananas, you had to say it again right now when your life is on the line?
Right. If Rue's like, bitch, we're doing everything we can to keep you. We want you to win, clearly. Like, you're ruining this.
Yeah, the producers are jumping over hurdles to keep you out of the bottom, too.
Truly.
And you are not helping us.
Girl, not helping at all. If comedy is about the element of surprise, you really wrote down the one word you just keep saying over and over again. Girl, did you see that meme? Before the Snatch Game episode came out, did you see that meme of her that was like, every week she acts like she's bad at something, but then like next week we're going to find out she's like, I'm afraid to do this challenge, but back in Taiwan, I'm on the Olympic Taiwanese Snatch Game team.
Yeah. We proved she has a weakness. She's too weird. I love her brain, but I would have loved to have simplified for her.
I think she could have slayed this challenge.
She really could have.
Who else would you have told her to be? What are some other good ideas? She's so wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have it. This Please. Is so insane, but what if she was Carrot Top?
I love that. That would have been so funny. I mean, I always am shocked Jennifer Tilly hasn't been on the Snatch Game yet.
That's really good.
Because she's like Bjork or what's her name? Kate, who's the crazy British lady? Katie Price. It's a similar character game because you can say anything and it almost feels real.
Yeah.
There I was last night having sex with my neighbor's leprechaun. Like, you can say anything and
That's
it feels
so
real.
True. That's so true.
You know?
Yeah. She should have been, she did the, made the mistake of, she is a weirdo who played a subdued character. She should have played a weirdo and just been weird. Yeah, like Bjork is like a good example. Like somebody odd.
Weirdo. Yeah, she could have played like, even like the Japanese artist, is her name Yayoi Kusama? I mean, even that's obscure, but I'm like, if you said I'm a weird Japanese artist, everybody would go, we get that. That's fun. We can get on that page.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Or even like you mentioned Jennifer Tilly, like what if she just was Chucky? Like,
oh my God, I would love that. Yeah. Maybe she would have just been better as a mythical creature, like literally Loch Ness Monster.
I was just going to say, yeah, Loch Ness. But has anyone ever done the Statue of Liberty?
No.
I think that would be a slay too.
Also, as a slut, come in. Give me your tired, you're hungry, you're hung.
That's really good.
I mean, come on. That's easy. They need us on set, but also they don't want us on set. They don't want us to help these girls.
No, they like that it's a little... Speaking of needing help, are we going? Ooh! Are we on to the next one?
Let's talk about, yes, Dawn's Meghan McCain. Why? Again, Dawn is so talented and I'm not seeing enough of her talent. Talk to me about Meghan McCain.
This was the floptina of the episode for me.
Mm-hmm.
More,
Tsunami Muse. This was her chance.
Tsunami Muse obviously had the worst snatch game, but this was, to me, she should have been in the bottom. Unless there's stuff that we didn't see from the edit, she's not even doing an impression. Also, let me just, Dawn, if you're listening, let me read you to Filth real quick.
Woo!
I cannot believe that you are a New York City queen shading Broadway on national television. And then you come out here and give this performance? Mama, no. Don't garbage. Shit on Plasma for loving the theater. And then come out here and give literally nothing. I couldn't.
Period.
When she said that, I was like.
I could not believe it.
I could not. I could. Mimi, I'm first. Number one in the voting. I could not believe it. When she said she hates musical theater, I was like, you need to get a grip, Brooklyn girl. Hating theater doesn't make you cool, first of all.
She didn't hit Meghan McCain. No, I'm with you. It doesn't make you cool. And it's unfortunate. I think they're going to kill her sooner than I thought because they keep showing clips of her being mean with rattlesnakes all around the set. They keep showing her being mean or cunty with not. Even in this episode, they were like, look, and I agree. I actually laughed when she was like, Meghan McCain is a rotted gutter cunt with no redeeming qualities. I was like, that's funny. But I was like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, that means she's not going to be good on the Snatch Game because they showed her being really harsh.
Yeah. And I think that was the problem with this Snatch Game too. First of all, there's no impersonation here. There's like, there's no accent even, or like lilt to her voice. Like Meghan McCain just is a hard character to choose.
I think it's really hard because she doesn't bring any joy. She's literally the opposite of joy.
That's the problem. It wasn't fun. It was like, yeah we know. There was no point of view other than she sucks and she's an asshole, but we already know that. So there's no like fun surprise. It didn't have a lot of punch to it. I think she should have been in the bottom, to be honest. This was a miss.
I do too, but I think the reality was they got one of the best pop songs in the history of songs. And they wanted the two best performers to do that song.
And it was really cute.
It was really good.
When Dawn it was first really came on memorable. The show, I was like, oh, this is our Willow Pill. Like, she's going to win for sure. Mm-hmm.
Sickening.
But yeah, she is really
Keep fighting for her path. And she's not fighting for herself.
Yeah. Also, she's so young. Like I feel like if she were on the show in 3 years or 4 years, she'd slay boots, maybe.
I want to know more about her. Also, I do think she has more to offer than we're seeing. And I want to give this pitch because Meghan McCain. I would play the game of being scandalized by more and like less and less scandalous things. Being like, kids are being indoctrinated, like, you know, by something then stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So taking something that's a hot button topic like drag queens and instead being like, and maybe even being like, maybe even like, shouldn't she have been scandalized and said this is drag queen story hour? Like, right? At some point being like, drag queens in front of children? I just feel like unless they cut it out of the edit, I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, there was nothing. There's nothing happening there for me.
James Brown. Safira as James Brown.
This now, was a fly for me.
I thought this was pretty fucking good. I agree. She could have maybe gone a little further, but God, I wanted her to win the episode. Let's talk.
Yes, this was great. I thought I guess she could have gone further, but I thought this was like one of the only truly strong ones.
Yes, this was a good Snatch Game. And I want to say a shout out both Plain. There's something, improv is a tricky bitch because both Plain and her got huge points when they truly no-anded RuPaul. Like in a magical way. When she's like, she says like, here are your like dancing shoes from last week. You wore last week. And I live for Safira going, no, I've only met you in 1969. I am not on this TV show. Like it was a fierce meta comedy moment that deserves a special shout out.
I agree. I was thinking that watching it. I was like, there's a lot of no ending going on here. And it was totally working.
It was working. And when Plain said, I have not slept with you, you're an ugly man. That's a no.
That was the funniest line of the episode.
It was funny. It was funny. It's that weird, shitty thing when you tell someone here the rules of improv. And sometimes breaking those rules is magic.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was such a fun misdirection. Like we did not think she was going to say ugly man. Like, yeah. And I think she even surprised herself, which is what you have to do in the Snatch Game. Like, you have to just be, you have to come in with four pre-written lines that you know are going to be funny to the respondent of like, hey, how are you today? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you just have to fully drop in and play and have fun.
Yeah. Which some of them, I'm not going to lie. Some of them at least got that. Like, there were funny moments that were in the moment answers that some of them got. Like, okay, if you told Safira to go harder, do you think she needed to have more James Brown freakouts or more maybe James Brown surprises? You know what I mean? Like moments that are so not James Brown or just, I don't know.
I would say lean into who he is a little more, I guess. Maybe like I don't know. Maybe sing a little bit here and there. But I honestly didn't have a lot of notes for this one. I thought it was good.
It was pretty good. We'll get to your opinion later on if she was robbed or not. But for now, let's talk about, oh my God, Plasma. Now I'm getting a little annoyed. Plasma's Patti LuPone, which was her Barbara, which was her Sound of Ruzic, which was her entrance into the workroom. This wasn't Patti.
I agree. And I am a Plasma stan. I feel like...
I like Plasma, but this was not Patti.
I really appreciate that Plasma came onto the show and was like, I know the musical theater girls are always annoying on here, so I'm just going to fully lean in and be like, this is my personality. Like, this is who I am. So like, take it or leave it. I'm a full theater nerd. And I really, really like this queen. This did not sound like Patti LuPone. She's not that nasal.
She's much more like harsh and sharp.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Patti does this.
Stop taking pictures. Like, she should have had a lot more freakouts.
What do I think? I think he's a motherfucker. What do I think about Trump? I think he's a motherfucker. Like, yeah, there wasn't that harsh, sharp thing that is so Patti.
It's so Patti. I read Patti's book recently and it's a fucking incredible. And she does the audio for it. And every other chapter was like, this was the greatest experience of my theatrical career. And then the next chapter is like, Andrew Lloyd Webber is a piece of shit. And it's like, she just, she's so biting. And I think it's kind of honestly a shame to play Patti on a Snatch Game and not win. And she wasn't even close.
It's a shame. She wasn't close. I would also play with that weird thing because, right, Patti is, like we're saying, we know she's sharp, but she has those weird, like, sweet moments. You could have had a lot of fun with the rhythm of sweet, 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 sweet to fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, none literally, like, turning to Anna Delvey and, like, ripping her a new asshole and then, you know, turning to James Brown and just being like, your music really changed my life. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah. But if you cut me off one more goddamn time. Right. Like, that.
Stop taking pictures. I can't believe she didn't do that.
I know. That is insane.
Iconic Patti.
It only made me laugh. The funniest thing she did was when someone said, like, this person's ugly or something, right? Anna Delvey said something like, you're ugly. And she was like, cheers to that. I was like, that's at least funny punctuation, like good buttoning.
Yeah, I guess it was a flop, Tina, for me. I was disappointed in that one, to be honest.
T. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Anna Delvey.
Okay,
Anna Delvey.
I didn't think this was as bad as they thought it was, I guess.
It had potential, but it was sophomoric. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
Just there wasn't, like, I did agree with there. The point of view was so like she was like, I got a laugh saying poor. So now I'm only going to say you're poor.
It really did only go down. That's true.
Yeah.
And like the like voice was pretty fun in the beginning. And then it just kind of only got worse and worse as the Snatch Game went on. So I guess that's fair. Really smart choice. Really fun, funny accent to do. Say again.
She could have scammed more scamming.
More scamming, more about like being desperate to be famous. Like there's a lot to play with her. And yeah, I think, was it Michelle's note that was like, what if the accent just went, like, what if halfway through you just started doing like a Southern accent? Like, just like, she's a scam artist. So, and we don't know what the accent is. So
it was also
wild with it.
Could have been a good time to do the wig switch of it all. Like, you know, like, I'm not Anna Delvey. I'm this person, you know, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I know wig switches are tired for the most part, but this is like you. This is actually your character game. You're scamming and changing your life because that's who you are. And I wanted one at least signature blow up, right? Because Anna has her iconic blow-ups, at least when she, as she was portrayed on the TV show. You have to do this and get very mad, right?
Yes. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
I think also it's hard with her and with Meghan McCain. They're negative characters.
You
want to be positive and fun in improv, especially in the Snatch Game. It's like hard to come up with fun stuff for her, which is honestly like Maya was doing so little, but it was so there because it was just fun.
Yes. Yeah. That is another just across the board thing people should know. It's just like, it's more fun to yes and with someone who's happy to be there. Or it's really hard to improvise when you hate everyone you're surrounded by. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause then you have no reason to be in the scene if you hate everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the classic of like, you're just basically being like, your game is that you want to leave, which is the only thing you can't do, really.
Exactly. They just want to leave. And, but I'm so curious. I want to hear what she has to say next week because I think she's going to be mad at Plain Jane, who did throw a no right in her face. Like, she wasn't being funny, but she was trying to play with Plain, being like, we've dated before. And then Plain took that joke and said, no, we didn't. You're an ugly man. Again, all's fair in love and improv. But like, it was definitely, we've all been there, right? Where you get spiked.
Yes. Fully. That's exactly what happened. Spiked right in her face.
Okay. We're going to talk about these other two Snatch Games, but first, I feel like taking another break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. We're back and we're with Maya M on the Pages, Trina's cousin Shaquita. Let's talk about this. What do we think about this? We said it was kind of joyful.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like she's not a comedy queen. She hasn't broken out of her shell all season. It was definitely wasn't good. Like on any other season, it wouldn't have been in the top.
Absolutely not.
No way. Like even like I just think about like, I don't know, like season nine, like Shea Coulee's Naomi Campbell was so funny, and it was like the sixth or seventh best one. You know?
Yeah.
Or like season seven, like Katya's The Lady Who Loves the Money.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh, Susie Orman.
Susie Orman. Like that was also like sixth or seventh. And like this, for this to be third is like, okay, you guys, this was a bad Snatch Game.
This was a bad Snatch Game.
But I thought she was honestly, like I said, she's just having fun. And sometimes comedy is truly only about confidence.
Yes.
Like, you can like be doing the least funny shit in the world, but if you're making us in the audience believe that you are it, if you are the one, we buy into the fantasy.
This is also proof that joy, like she was like joy begets joy. So like we've seen people play these ratchet quote unquote characters in the past. And sometimes they really, when they explode, they really explode. And usually it's because sometimes we'll play a character like this and it's like joyless. They're mad to be there. They think everyone's ugly around them. You know what I mean? It's very shut downy the way like Gia Gunn played a nail technician. Yes, it's very shut downy. Shut up. I don't like you. And that's hard. But Shaquita, this Shaquita character was just having the time of their life and kind of just vibing and saying a funny, punchy word every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's not a bad strategy.
It was pretty good. And like another thing to say for Maya is like all season, she's confused about herself, unfortunately, and thinks that she's like loud and everything. And RuPaul keeps being like, that's not you at all, girl. Like you need to get to know yourself. But I think what Maya is so good at, which is what was successful here, is she's not loud. She is a good listener. And that is key in improv. Like RuPaul was like, did you say you're from Pork and Beans? And all she did was just yes and her and repeat and was like, yeah, I'm from Pork and Beans. She's a good listener. She's a quiet person. And quiet people sometimes are the best improvisers because they know how to take things in and then just respond.
Yes. I love it. Like sniping. Yes. Like truly like taking it in, waiting for my moment. Boom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Plain Jane, the winner of this episode. Okay. I thought I'm a number one Plain Jane hater, but I get why she won, but I also don't buy it, if that makes sense. Tell me if you agree or disagree.
I mean, who else would you have given it to, Safira?
Yeah. But it's like, I can't like totally defend that.
Wasn't a good Snatch Game, unfortunately.
Like, it just wasn't a good Snatch Game.
I do think Plain had, if we're just going by the numbers, she had the most laughs. Like she garnered the most punchlines.
I've never felt this way about a girl in the history of the show, where like when they do well, it brings me pain. Like I've never felt this way.
Did you not watch Pearl on season 7?
I hated Pearl. I thought it was such a waste of our time, and we're definitely headed for another Pearl moment. There's no way, honestly, though. And now this is the crazy thing I've ever said. Plain Jane is more talented than Pearl.
Definitely. I never like it when a hot guy does well on the show.
that probably is the baggage, but also like there's something about her that isn't effervescent. We all know this. I'm not saying anything new. We've been saying this. Some people love her cuntiness. Some people don't. I just happen to be one of the people who's just not vibing with
fantasy. You're not here for it. Okay. Because you told me to be contrarian if I feel
be contrarian.
The moment, you are my sister, but I do disagree. I really she doesn't sparkle entirely for me. Like Burger Fingers did nothing for my
thank you.
My pussy.
Thank you.
That did nothing for me, but I think this was pretty good. I mean, I think this was the best Snatch Game. And I think she's very talented, and I really like her on the show. I think this show has been, we as a reality TV stan, like we were talking about earlier, I watch Traitors, I watch Housewives, I watch Survivor, I watch it all. You need a villain on a reality television show.
If she could win. Look, we have. It's been a while since we had a villain winner.
I don't think she's going to win.
I think she, at this rate, I think she absolutely could.
I
think they want her back?
Yeah, they'll want her back for an All-Stars. I think she'll be a nice, respectable fourth alternate.
She's in that top. She's in the finale. There's no way. I agree. She's one of the most interesting things about this season, but that is a condemnation of this season. And I think one thing that bothers me is that, like, there's no one fighting back with her right now.
Right.
So it's just her saying mean things and no one pushing back. Whereas, like, my favorite parts of Drag Race are the fights, or the at least strong personalities building a narrative together. Your Fifi Sharon, your Coco Alyssa, even Evie and Silky. I'm like, at least there is action happening. Now we're just watching Play and say horrible things about her sisters. And everyone else is like, meh, what are you going to do?
Giving up. They're like, no, but I do appreciate that she's at least mixing it up a little bit, because, like, I'm not here to watch Kumbaya. I'm really not. I like the drama, and it gives us...
I like your different point of view. I need this. I need this because I have spent the whole season trying to find a reason to hate her, and I still don't like her.
I think a lot of people feel the way that you do, for sure. I was watching this episode in a bar with our Judy, Joe Dombrowski, and he turned to me and said... He was like, I think she's going to win this season. We haven't had a villain winner since Tyra. And Violet Chachki?
Violet.
And he goes, do you think Violet was the villain? And I was are you on methamphetamines?
Are we all on meth right now?
What are you talking about? Yes, Violet was the villain.
Coke and ketamine?
Yeah, is going on in your brain, girlfriend? But I am watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now, and they famously kicked off Lisa Rinna, who was the villain of the last several seasons, and it is unwatchable television.
Damn.
Without a villain. You have to have a villain, and I think she's at least bringing us that. I think her looks are good mostly, and I think she's like pretty good.
Yeah, you're saying Rinna.
Yeah, Rinna's looks are good mostly. Rinna's great at the snatch game.
Honestly, I would love to see the Housewives do a snatch game. Nothing would bring me more joy than to see, oh God, what's her name? Fuck, from New York Legacy.
Ramona
on the snatch game. Okay, let's talk about this runway. We got RuPaul coming out holding a clutch. When has that ever happened?
I didn't catch that the first time. That's really fierce.
Is this the first time will the Herstorians? I don't know if I've ever seen her holding a clutch. One other time or none other times. I don't know.
This is so crazy, but it's actually they edited it out in post. But the clutch is actually just the top of a cane. She's using it to walk down because she's just getting older.
Oh my god. You're right. The clip art is so obvious right now. It's clearly pasted into the picture. So the category is like dance, which is a funny, mean runway to do because they're making everyone come out looking like representing a dance and, of course, giving it on the runway.
Very mean. Very, very mean.
Very osh. And it's first, of course, hilariously and quite perfectly, Q serves us the robot. You better work. You better work, Q, and know your strengths.
I'm fucking obsessed with Q. I think she's so good, and her looks are gagging me, but I feel like we've seen this exact look before from, like, Trinity the Tuck or, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've seen that on the runway.
I was surprised at the color palette. I was like, I get that it's goofy on purpose, but it was, like, so hideous that I was, again, because it's her, I was expecting a cooler color palette that was maybe not so... PBS.
Yeah, it's giving like bad Lisa Frank.
It's giving, it's giving truly like kid TV show, which I guess is what she's trying to lean into. I'm still going to chirp it because it's pretty gorgeously, and I forgot to tell you, I know you've been here before, but I was so rudely did not remind you that we chirp looks we like and burp looks we don't. I'm still going to chirp it because it's pretty well constructed.
She probably did make this, which is fierce.
Mm-hmm.
But of every single thing that she's brought this year, this is my least favorite. And I think this, unfortunately, will probably be the only burp I would give her for the whole season.
Give it.
But I'm going to burp it because I just feel like it's so not as creative as she, as I come to expect from her.
Yeah, I think that's fucking fair. That's fair.
The robot is rusty, mama.
The robot's rusty, and I love that the judges are like, bitch, smart, but we're also going to scream and tell you that you're white. Tsunami Muse giving salsa.
This is simple, but gorgeous. And
that's her. That's her drag.
Simple, but gorgeous, mama. And I just really love the way it moves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it
it's beautiful.
Simple? What do you think?
This is her drag, right? Some girls just, their drag is more female, womana. And I don't want to like shit on that because look, she's beautiful. It looks good. It's not very surprising, but it's appropriate to a salsa dancer, which is why it was enough for me to be like, this is a chirp because this is what a salsa dancer would wear if they were fucking performing salsa. And the little bit of salsa she gave us was beautiful and cute.
Yeah, honey.
But feel free to disagree.
I'm with you. I think, you know, the salsa is mild. I could use a hotter salsa, maybe with some guacamole and some delicious chips. But if you're just giving me the salsa, I like the salsa. It is good and it is really pretty. And I love the hair with it.
It's really, look, she's pretty. She's never going to surprise us. She's never going to wake us up because Tsunami Snooze is taking a nap through this whole competition, but she's pretty.
Yeah, I chirp it.
Fair. And I mean, RuPaul's Pace Picante commercial shout out. Wow, that was funny. That was crazy. Nymphia giving Japanese Buto.
Oh, thoughts. My God. I screamed.
Correct.
I screamed in a gay bar. I was in a gay bar surrounded by 21-year-olds and absolutely wanting to die. And this was the only moment that I felt connected to all of these youths.
Were they living?
Yeah, everyone was living. Everyone was screaming. This is like full bloom level art. Like this is a floral mm-hmm. arrangement that you would pay $3,000 for at your fucking yes. wedding. This is yes. fucking stunning. She is like amazing. Really next level to me.
Kaka. For me, caca.
For me as well.
The lace, the face paint, the crescent of dried herbal flowers, and the mug that she's delivering is so fucking committed. It's a big caca for me.
It's giving potpourri. It's just it's just everything.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And, you know, honestly, I was okay with the judges being like, this is so good, you're safe. Also, the judges saying, you won't win this lip sync, so we're going to save you because we like you a lot and we don't know how good you'll do in this lip sync.
Right. That was very much the edit. And, I mean, the look really was worth saving her.
T, Dawn giving Pokka.
No.
Yeah, not quite, huh?
Not quite, no.
Midsummer, more like mid-spring. It just wasn't all the way. It just wasn't all the way there.
Florence Pugh, more like Florence P.U. Dawn, set the clocks back, mama.
Ari asked her, more like Ari asked her to come back next season. What are we doing?
I would slap you in the face if we were.
I know, and I would deserve it. It's pretty.
Swedish. It's Swedish. Yeah.
To quote Gia Gunn, she looks good.
Is it pretty? I don't like this. You think
it's all just like white and costumey?
Something's really off for me. And I do usually really, really like her looks. Her looks are, I mean, she's a look queen. She's fierce. But I don't know. Again, that's not really a dress or like a style or a culture that I really vibe with, to be honest. But if you are going to go the midsummer route, I think way more flowers. I think like...
Also with the pleaser pump, it's like,
Huh. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we go with something cloggy if we're going to go cloggy, go cloggy?
Yeah, honey, she's clogging up something here.
Ooh!
Clogging up the toilet with a stinky, stinky poop plug.
Bitch. She's clogging up my hole because I don't want to take whatever she's trying to give me.
Hello. And those pleasers are not pleasing me, mama. No.
Woo! It's a burp. Let's burp it. Let's burp it. I might go back and burp cues because what the fuck? What was I? What am I smoking? Meth. Safira giving drag you majorette. I loved her performance so much. And the ass kissing continues.
I know. This is like, I feel like a total hypocrite for burping Q, but then loving this because it's like, this really is just the concept. Like there's, this outfit is right. Not good. Like there's like not a lot going on here, but I don't know. The asymmetricalness of it all is really fun. The reference is so fun.
This is what the runway is. She sold it on the runway.
Yeah.
I mean, she did everything and she did the most on the runway. She sold me a fantasy. I felt like I was transported to a football stadium of a high school football team. I felt transported and that's why it's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp for me as well. The wig is so fun. It's like, having fun. If you're just really having fun out there, like you could have even done the robot more. Like what were we doing? Yeah.
I know, right? Being a rusty robot and break down. Uh-oh. Plasma's here giving tap. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. Plasma doing tap? Who'd have saw it? What'd you think?
Honestly, I just have a soft spot for this queen. I don't know her personally. I just cannot be objective about her. There's something about her I really like.
Bianca Del Rio won the show wearing one thing on the runway. Why can't Plasma?
But also, we've never seen anyone tap dance on the runway.
I'm actually not against it. If I had to, this would be one that I would. I'm really torn on this one because she looks good. She's actually doing a dance.
She's actually did it, and tapping is like really hard. I might need a flat ball. Change your mind on this one. Because
fuck off.
Yeah, and yeah, I think you need to pull back your opinion.
Okay. Well, to that I say, pata beret, hey, girl, slow down.
Quit flapping those lips because
I hate you.
Go ahead and tap out now because
I'm going to probably burp it, but not because it looks bad, because it's a coat. It's a short coat.
Yeah, the look itself is too simple for sure. I love the tights. The sparkly tights are a smart
choice. I do too, and
choice.
I love her face, and I love the feather. But to be difficult, I'm going to burp it.
I'm going to chirp it because I am, for whatever reason, biased. I just love this queen.
Again, I'm with you on because I don't think it's fair for her to like, for everyone to be like, why are you keep doing the same thing? I'm like, well, so many queens do the same thing and like that's their branding. So like
right, that's their branding and it's her point of view. Like we're talking about like so many of these queens don't have a POV.
Right.
And she does. It's so clear.
Yeah. I'm with you. Again, let her. Until she falls flat on her face, let her. Morphine giving flamenco. What do you think?
This looks cheap to me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm not into this. I love flamenco. I think it's like fucking cool. And I lived in Spain for a little while. And
oh,
I like
wow.
The silhouette.
Cultured.
Honey, brag.
Cultured.
Brag.
Bitch, the only culture you got is the cum stains on your lapel. Okay?
Bitch, you can see that from the Zoom?
Yeah, girl.
You can see Alaska from your house, so you can see the cum stains on my lapel from there.
I bet you can see Alaska from your house.
That was the best reading ever.
That was the best read. Oh, man, what is the other amazing thing she says or the Dr. Seuss thing she says?
Oh my God. So incredibly bad.
Oh, Coco Montrese roasting. I'm trying to remember what she says. She says something that is so weird and funny. Okay. Let's get into it. I guess it's bad. I guess it, to be fair, it's bad. It's very simple. It's a latex metal piece with frills. She sold it to me. I think she looks so unbelievable and gorgeous. The hair, the mug.
Her drag is out of this world. She's so... Trixie Mattel takes about on the pissed up all the time, and I just agree. Mm-hmm. She's like so gorgeous. She's cunty.
It's unworldly.
Yeah, that face is unbelievable. But the like cheap drag jewels, fierce drag jewels around her neck.
You don't buy it. I'm going to be insane and chirp it based on her mug and hair. I just think that's too gorgeous.
It's definitely gorgeous, but I also just, my note always for the runway is like, where other than you being cis, I think she's cis, right? Like a... I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But like, okay, even if she's non-binary or whatever, it's just like, where's the drag? This is just a dress.
Damn.
This needs to be bigger. I need more.
Bigger.
Do more. It's too literal. It's just a flamenco. Like, yeah. Give me some over the topness.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Okay. Fair. Next, we have Maya on the page giving 90s hip hop.
This is crazy. This is so crazy when she came out. Okay, this is Burger Fingers, Mama. This is Mama McDonald.
Burger Fingers or Booger Fingers? Because this is she definitely ain't one of the Heathers wearing this.
Bah, I'm hating it,
girl. Because her drag career is dead. This sucks. I get it. I get that she's giving the era. But this makes me want to die.
really bad.
I'm going to burp it immediately. I hate the wig. I hate it all.
And I'm a boy with a mullet. So that's saying, if I don't like your mullet, that's really saying something.
Damn.
The sleeves are absolutely crazy.
It is of the era and the dance moves are compelling, but I can't with this hair. I can't with this look. I can't with the color combo. I can't with the William Shakespeare got teleported to the set of In Living Color. I can't.
I'm going to chirp it.
I don't know.
Something about it is so crazy. It's
iconic.
It's so memorable. It's like, it's so bad. It comes back around to be good for me. Like, again, it's draggy. It's over the top. The sleeves are insane. The colors are all wrong. It's so bad. It's good. I chirp it.
Work. Plain a Jane. It's Plain Jane giving Latin ballroom. As we know, she danced as a young child. It is very pretty. It's very, 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 very pretty. It's a chirp for me. It's very, very, very pretty.
It's so gorgeous.
Do you hear how in pain I am saying this?
I know,
I'm in pain.
You really hate her.
I'm ready to be proven wrong, but I don't like her very much.
You don't like Boston. I heard you don't like Boston.
Mm-mm. Don't like Russia, don't like Boston, don't like planes, don't like it.
Don't like Janes.
It's very beautiful.
It's so gorgeous, but didn't Michelle say something along the lines of like, this is so gorgeous, but again, so literal? Like, she was like, if you see ballroom, like ballroom is drag. Like it is, you could go so over the top of the ballroom look.
She definitely could have had a petticoat or something in a Latin ballroom situation.
Yeah, I think a lot of these girls took the dance prompt just a little too literally. Like, again, where's, other than you being a boy wearing girl outfit, like, where's the drag? It's just so beautiful, which I guess we were saying about Tsunami, like, sometimes these girls just want to be pretty, which is fine, but I just wanted it to, I just appreciate, like, a little more. So
yeah.
I'm going to burp it.
Okay, I'm going to chirp it.
No,
how
I
funny.
Can't burp it. It's too pretty. I chirp it.
Okay, work. Wow. Fly by night. I just want to laugh one more time before I forget that RuPaul is like, first of all, they have not figured out how to create stakes with the immunity potion because it was not drama to me for RuPaul to enter and say, you have only 6 more opportunities to use this potion. I was like, what? That's not drama. That's like giving her even more of a heads up. It should have been this is the last week.
Right.
This is it. And use then it would have given her more story to be like, are you going to be selfish and use it on yourself? Or are you actually going to help one of your sisters this week right now?
One of your sisters. These are all my sisters.
Do you want to have your I'm a good person season arc or not? Or no, you don't want to have an arc yet. Which
also,
one is it?
What is that? What are we doing? Have you guys ever watched Survivor? Like, there should be some incentive to give the potion to one of the other girls. You're just going to do it to be nice? That doesn't make any fucking producing sense.
There should have been three episodes where the first batch was eligible and then potions get back in the wild.
Potions are back. Why didn't we just keep the Raider Queen all season long? It was fierce.
I don't know. It was fun and it added something and it added stakes all the time.
Yeah, it was such a fun shakeup to the format of the show. And the producers could still play producer because you're still you could also just lie to us. We don't know who voted for who. Just lie to us and put whoever you want in the top three, but make us believe that they're rating each other. That is such a – and it would have created so much drama and stakes because people would have figured out that Plane was playing dirty.
Yeah.
And then if she – and then if she, like, gives her potion to someone else, then maybe she gets, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, leg up in the competition. Like they do it – like, the next time they do a – this is what it should be. If she gives her potion to someone else, she gets a reward of some kind. Like, she gets an extra 10 minutes to pick – or extra 10 minutes, extra 30 seconds to pick fabric before everybody else if they do a design challenge. Something like that.
I love that. I think they thought they would ultimately hurt the sense of control they like to have. And I think that's fair. I'm not saying that's a crazy bad thing. I think they were just like, oh, shit, we don't want to lose control of this game, a la All-Stars 3. You know what I mean?
Right,
I think they were
afraid.
Right. I'm sure one person said, we're going to lose control of this fucking ship. And they were like, no.
16 years in, let the control go, mama. Let's just have a messy, wild season. Let's have our top four that we picked get eliminated in the first four episodes.
Let's
get crazy.
And just have someone who they like make it to the top four because they just like her too much. That would have been kind of amazing. Why not? Well, Plain Jane wins the Snatch Game. Sure. And she goes down in the history of iconic Snatch Game winners that will be remembered for all of time. I know I'll be looking back at this years later and thinking, wow, what a comedy queen.
Plain Jane and Alexis Michelle, the greatest Snatch Game winners of all time.
Ah!
And I love Alexis, no shade.
Season
9 just wasn't really the ticket either.
It wasn't it. So, talk to me. We're at the bottom two, and they're gagged because everyone wanted Nymphia to be in that bottom two. Q didn't want Maya Iman LePage to be in it. They clearly thought Safira was going to win the Snatch Game. She didn't. A lot of gags happening, but our bottom two, Tsunami and Morphine, lip sync to one of the most iconic pop songs in the history of the world, Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, which to me could have been a finale song.
Yeah, this is truly... Like, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, the budget has gone up. Like, this is one of the most iconic gay songs, period.
Yeah. And to me, I mean, they better have some good finale songs. Because if they give me some bullshit finale songs and we didn't use this for the finale, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, I'm going to be really pissed. And I've been kind of disappointed in some of the finale songs. Like, what it's going to be like, this year it's going to be like Frank Ocean and like...
Ew.
It's going to be like some slow ass, like, it's going to be like Billie Eilish and Frank Ocean.
Oh, they do that thing they did for season 13 where they're like, it's all Mandy Moore songs. And you're like, what?
What?
Which
I would live for.
That'd be kind of funny. So I thought this lip sync was really fun. I thought this is a very memorable, fun lip sync that had sisterhood, that had competition, that had energy. What did you think?
This was adorable. It was so cute.
Yeah.
They loved each other so much. I thought it was so sweet. I don't think maybe it was the best use of this song. Like, I would love, I mean, this is one of the best songs ever. I think a better lip syncers could have really turned the party with this song, but it was a great lip sync. They were adorable.
I liked it a lot. And I do agree. As much as I was rooting for both of them, I couldn't help but be like, damn, Morphine is giving me what I need.
Yeah, Morphine won this lip sync. Because Joe also, when we were watching, it was like, double save. And I was like, no, Morphine won. We got to be honest.
And Tsunami was just, you know, doing good, but not pushing. It seemed like she made her bed. She had, like, packed her bags.
That's exactly how it felt, yeah.
Yeah. Keira Sedgwick. That is it. Morphine stays, Tsunami leaves. Anything else we have to say before we move on to our top eight?
No, not really.
Where can we come see you, Tim, and where can we follow you?
Follow me at tmurray06 on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and come see me all over the cunch. Michael Henry and I are doing our tour.
Not the cunch.
The cunch. Michael Henry and I are doing our tour together. We're going to San Diego, Seattle, Work. Chicago, and Washington, D.C., all in San Diego is this coming week, March 2nd, but then Washington, D.C. and all those other dates are in April. And then I have my Tim Murray and Friends show at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club in New York City at the end of March, March 27th.
We're going to put those links below. So click clack below if you're listening, because you'll be able to find those links both on Tim's IG, but also in the links below.
And come see witches in the fall. I do a comedy show, like a Halloween themed comedy show all about witches, and I'm in full drag
for it. Work. I'm so happy you came, Tim. I adore you. I love you. If you're listening to this podcast, you can follow us at Dragger Podcast on Instagram. You can give us a 5-star review and chit chat with me. And if you give me a 5-star review on Spotify or mainly Apple Podcasts, I will read it on the pod. Just like this one that is 4 stars. Here we go. In Russian and other Eastern European countries, this is from Etan 3. Thank you, Etan. In Russian and other Eastern European countries, culture, ballroom dance, ice skating, and ballet are masculine pursuits for boys and do not have the same homophobic stigma that carries through into American culture. As long as they express traditional masculinity in their art, it's okay, and that can include Swarovski crystals if they're lucky. I'm not saying this isn't problematic as far as diversity of expression beyond the binary, but conservative or traditional parents are generally very happy to have their sons pursue these arts. Plain Jane quit due to pressure from school friends, not from home, and that makes perfect sense. It's the same with traditional Evzonis guards in Greece. Yes, I'm familiar. Americans might giggle or snark, but they fit in with hot traditional culture. And next time you have one of the most effervescent and charismatic queens, Selena S. Titties, on, let her sparkle instead of discussing her unfair treatment she experienced for half the interview. Move on. Don't help her possibly ruin her chances for All-Stars. I had to stop listening. Thank you. I criticize because I care. You are a fun host, and I loved you on Binge Queens. Thank you, Etan. That was lovely. Thank you so much. I really honor your truth.
What the fuck was that?
Till next time, let the music play.
Bye, Queenies.
Love you.
Was a HeadGum original.